In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Simon and Jude are mentioned in the Gospels among the names of the 12 apostles. They were with Jesus during his earthly ministry. They met the risen Lord in the upper room and at the lakeside. They witnessed the events of the Ascension and the coming of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. Thereafter, we must rely on tradition and the biographies written in the 2nd and 3rd centuries. Simon and Jude, we learn, were faithful to Jesus' command to go out into all the world and make disciples of every nation. And the very word apostle, of course, means someone who is sent out, specifically to proclaim the gospel. And tradition tells us that they set off together for Persia, modern Iran, where they were martyred eventually. In St. Luke's Gospel, Simon is called Simon the Zealot. He was presumably at some stage a member of one of the groups that believed in what is now called direct action against the Roman occupiers, a terrorist or a freedom fighter, depending on your point of view. The fact that he is numbered among the 12 apostles points to the breadth and the inclusion of the early church, which after all also included establishment figures like Joseph of Arimathea and the priest Nicodemus. And Jude is called the brother of James and therefore possibly a close relative of Jesus himself, perhaps even a half-brother. Nowadays, he is best known as the patron saint of lost causes. And the most likely explanation for this is that because his name sounds so much like Judas, people only turn to him when they have run out of options. Not that we pray to the saints, of course, but we can ask for their prayers, just like we can ask for anybody else's. The only church I know that is dedicated to St. Jude is the one my youngest son was married in Vancouver. And their little boy is also called St. Jude. So today is his Namenstag. And you'll get a chance to meet him in a couple of weeks. St. Jude has also given his name to one of the letters in the New Testament. He is writing to a group of Christians who are in danger of being led astray by false teachers. He says, "I find it necessary to write and appeal to you to contend for the faith which was once for all entrusted to the saints." And this phrase, especially that last bit, "the faith entrusted to the saints," tells us why it is important to honour and remember the saints. The church of today does not have to look entirely to herself and what the Holy Spirit is doing in her, in us today. Nor does she need to skip over all that the Spirit has done between now and New Testament times. Our first two readings today, from Isaiah and Ephesians, both speak of the church as a building, with Jesus Christ as the cornerstone, and foundations indeed even further back. The building has many courses of brick or stonework, with us on the top layer so far. Obviously, if every generation comes along and demolishes all the previous courses and goes back and lays the bricks on the foundation, the building will not get very far. Or, as it says in the Epistle of Jude, without this connection to the saints, we are waterless clouds carried along by the winds, autumn trees without fruit, wild waves of the sea, casting up foam. And yes, the sea casting up foam can look quite spectacular, but there is that need for solidarity and depth that we find by being part of this wider community that stretches right back, this house of God built on the foundation stone. So that is why tradition is very important, why we need to feel one with the saints and the holy people of God. At ordinations, or when someone is being licensed to a new parish, the candidate must affirm their loyalty to this inheritance of faith as their guide and inspiration under God in bringing the grace and truth of Christ to this generation. So then, let us give thanks for the saints, for the sacred trust given to them and handed on to us in our generation, for the inspiration of their lives to guide and strengthen us. Let us rejoice that we are all stones built together in a dwelling place for the Lord, where each is supported and surrounded by others, and where each has a vital part in being a strength and support to our fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God. We are not alone, and that is our hope and our joy. Amen.